What did farmers in 1951 know about social media? Well, I'm going to tell you. The 1950s may seem like an early time for social media, but what I will tell you is the way social media has worked since long before it existed as you know it today. It is also the way social media at its very best still works in 2011 and beyond. You don't have to trust me on this, but I think you will. When my baby boomer mother was a little girl of 5 years old, her father died unexpectedly from a fast progression of cancer. He was a successful farmer who used all the magical farming chemicals of the day. Although the new technology kept the pests off his crops, nobody told him it would cause him to leave his family early at only age 38. When my grandfather died, farmers came from miles around to help harvest his crops for the sad widow and her three little kids that he left behind. They didn't do it for self-seeking reasons, but they did it because it was the right thing to do. They were all a part of a community which came together for the benefit of one and all. They were a part of a social network that you probably never heard of, and it was called Mount Ida, Kansas. Mount Ida, Kansas was a farming community where they worked harder than most men can survive today. They did a very good deed for my family, and they brought in the crops that my grandmother and three kids of ages 3, 5, and 8 could not do. Were those farmers just crazy? In today's society, there are some people who may look at these overexerted farmers at the height of a short-lived harvest season as crazy. They left their own crops in the ground in order to look out for somebody else. This is the kind of thing that some of us are privileged to witness, and a few of us are honored to replicate. You can say that people don't come together that way anymore, or that things have changed and nobody cares like that these days. Sure, we see things like a homeless person being beat up and nobody coming to their assistance. We see atrocities of all kinds. What you may be surprised to find is how often others band together and do what it takes, like that community of farmers in Mount Ida, Kansas, and do good things for others without an overzealous hope for immediate personal gain. As I said before, you don't have to trust me on this, but I think you will. That spirit of giving and being good to others is making a comeback, and it has always been an important component of business growth, but now it is more visible than ever. It is happening in social networks today just as it was in the 1950s. If you take a close look at social media, you will find many instances of small communities of people sharing what they can and offering their hand to others. Some are giving what they know, and others are giving what they have. Some are aware that by giving to others, they receive more than ever. Some just do it because they saw it somewhere else and it made sense to them. How were those farmers repaid? Those farmers would not take a thing from my grandmother, not even a hot meal. They did what they felt was right, and you can bet that their hearts swelled by doing it. They have been repaid in some way, and probably even far beyond just the good feeling it gave them. Doing good deeds simply cannot go unrewarded forever. It is against everything I know and everything I believe. This concept is steeped in history, and it was even the focus of my 2009 book, Living in the Storm, Creating Joy and Inspiration When Everything is a Mess. When you consider why these farmers did what they did, and what it repays them over time, then you understand social media better than ever before. They planted a crop within a community, and not just in their field of dreams. They did something which made them more endearing and showed that they were more kind than greedy. The give and take of monetizing social media. For as long as people have been giving, they have always had needs of their own to address. It was impossible for television to be completely free, and it took money to build those networks. A lot of money. The same thing is true for the internet and all of the useful information you find here. Whenever something is given, something must be returned. Somehow, someday, it must be returned. That is why we have the term, what comes around goes around, and why good things are reciprocated in some way. People are still talking about those farmers' good deeds more than 60 years later. It begs the question of what we can do today so profound that people will recount it kindly in the 2070s. Those good farmers did not intend, forecast, or otherwise expect this. Their word is still spread because of being helpful, being in their nature. From a marketing perspective, many companies can take a good lesson from those Mount Ida farmers. I hope I've been a good farmer today and that you will use this small piece of my thoughts for the benefit of others around you. You are welcome to subscribe and keep coming back. But what I really love are those people who will talk to me. Please give me your comments on my blog at awebguy.com. Just one more thing. I thought I'd give you some perspective in case you wondered, where in the heck is Mount Ida, Kansas? Well, on the blog there is a Google Earth view of Mount Ida, Kansas, and it's still pretty darn small today. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, and I'll look forward to hearing from you.